Tuesday, March 24th. Drama unit, set building, lesson 2, hard elements of two-dimensional scenery. Introduction to lesson 2. Framed scenery is structured to support itself in a standing position, although it may be aided by hanging support or be flown altogether. Most framed scenery deals with relatively small modules. If too large, it has to be hinged to fold into a smaller size, or be dismantled into smaller parts to move in and out of the theater. Wood frame construction. The traditional material for scenic construction is wood. The various wood joints are derived from the many ways of combining lumber surfaces. The surfaces of lumber are described as its face, flat surface, edge, and end. The surface joining combinations are classified as end-to-end, face-to-face, end-to-face, edge-to-end, edge-to-face, and edge-to-edge, as illustrated in Figure 8.5. Joining lumber has two steps. First, the cutting and fitting of the joint. Second, the securing of the joint. Fixed joints are secured with glue and nails, staples, or screws. Temporary joints are held with bolts, loose pin hinges, or keeper hooks. There are two basic techniques for framing a traditional theatrical flat, or wall, applied to any size or shape, as seen in Figure 8.6. The soft-covered flat uses an edge-to-edge joint, which is joined most commonly with a 1/4-inch thick plywood plate called a corner block or keystone. The plywood is attached with its grain perpendicular to the joint, inset from the edge of the flat by a 3/4 inch. The top and bottom horizontal framing members are called rails, which extend the full width of the flat. The vertical framing members interior to the rails are stiles. Internal horizontals or verticals are referred to as toggles and are generally spaced at 4 to 5 foot intervals. To strengthen and hold the flat square at 90 degrees, diagonal braces are used to create triangles, an inherently stronger shape than a rectangle. Two diagonal braces are typically used. For this to be effective, they need to be on one side of the rectangle, as shown in Figure 8.6. To cover a flat with fabric, cut the piece of the fabric slightly larger than the frame. Keeping the weave of the fabric vertical, place the muslin on top of the frame without pulling it tight. This allows for shrinkage, which occurs when the muslin is painted. The standard is to allow about 1 inch of fabric to fall on the table for a 3-foot-wide flat. Staple each corner to hold the fabric in place. Starting with the middle of one style, staple the muslin to the inside edge of each, placing a staple approximately every 8 to 9 inches. Work towards each corner in this fashion. Staple the fabric to the rails in the same way. If necessary, adjust the staples in the corner so that the fabric lays flat. Then glue the loose edges of fabric to the frame on all sides. After this is dried, carefully trim the excess fabric with a mat knife. The framing technique for hard-covered flats is similar to that of a soft-covered flat, but the joints in this method are end-to-face, so that the framing members are perpendicular to the face of the flat. This is called a Hollywood flat. The hardcover, most often Luan, negates the need for diagonals, corner blocks, and keystones. The advantages of hard-covered flats are greater structural integrity and the ability to accept a wide range of textural surfaces. Trim. Decorative trim appears on a set in places other than around doors, windows, and other openings. Depending on the time period of the design, baseboards, chair rails, wainscoting, picture rails, cornices, over-the-mantel decoration, and other kinds of trim may all contribute to scenic illusion.